Hi everybody, I'm going to talk a little bit about Select by Location. This is a tool that gives some folks some trouble, even me. I don't use it very often. When I do, it can be a little bit confusing, so I thought I'd show you how I use it. Here I've loaded up some Humboldt County layers, some cell towers, public lands, cities, and a county outline. Now I've taken the cell towers and I've colorized them red with nice big red dots. We can see them easily. And the first task I want to do is I want to select the cell towers that are within Humboldt County. Let's say I just want to work with the ones inside the county lines. So I want to select just those. Select by location is the way to do it because we're selecting one set of features based on another layer's features. So features in one layer, and I want to use the features in another layer to do the selection. So it's a relationship, a spatial relationship between those two. So in this case, I want to select cell towers. The target layer means the layer I'm going to be selecting things in. The source layer is the layer I'm going to use to make the selection. So in this case, the county outline. Now, this pop-up is kind of the one that's a problem. There's a lot of different things in here. They're not really worded well. You basically sometimes have to go through them one at a time and read them. And if you go through and say intersect source layer, obviously it's not what we want. Contain the source layer. Well, that's not what we want. We don't want to get the features that contain the source layer. That would be cell towers that contain Humboldt County. Instead, if we go down, we say are within the source layer feature. We do want to select cell towers that are within the county boundary. And see what I did there? I replaced the word source layer. And at the start of it, I used the name of the target layer to make it make sense to me. So I do want to pick cell towers that are within the county boundary. And boom, it worked. Now, of course, we can go ahead and export that data to a new shapefile. Say cell towers in Humboldt County. And now we've got a new layer we can work with. Okay, it just includes the ones in Humboldt County where this one has the others, has that other one. Okay, so not too bad, I hope. But let's say we want to do something a little more complicated. Let's say that we want to pick the public lands that intersect with the city. And notice I use the word intersects, it's a GIS word. You could also say it overlap or whatever. But we're looking for public lands that the city works with, so within the city boundaries. So here I'm going to go back to select by location. The layer I want to do the selection in is public lands. I want to select public lands within the city, okay, within one of the cities. I want to pick my cities layer as the layer I'm going to do the selection with. And then, carefully as this thing scrolls around, I want to intersect with the source feature. Now again, to check if that's right, I want to select public lands that intersect with the city's features. Sounds right, that's good. Let's give that a shot. Looks like it worked. Yay! Okay, that's the kind of thing you want to be doing. You want to walk through it, but you also want to try it, see if it worked. Check it out. Yep, these public lands are actually not within the city, but these are. Now take a look. These just touch. Oh, a little bit of overlap, so they are within the city, or I should say intersect with the city. Okay? So the other thing this tool does that I use is it can do distances. Let's say that, well, in reality, we want to include this public land because the city might have to work with this. It's close enough and it's adjacent to ones the city works with. Overlap with the city. So those might be important. So then we want to go back to select by location. We're still selecting public lands and we're still using the source layer. But now we want to do is we want to have, we want to select the public lands that are within a specified distance of the cities. So we're going to pick this option and then supply a search distance. And let's say We just want to do 1,000 meters. Okay. Boom. All right, we've picked up these other lands that are close by, including these. And hopefully that's what we want to do. Now we could export that again and have a new layer to work with. Okay, so select by location. Feel free to play with it. I recommend it. Try some of these different options. Try them with different layers. I don't use many of these. I showed you the main ones that I use. And you don't have to use all the options and all the tools in ArcGIS. In fact, you really can't. There's so many. It's about picking the ones that you need for your job. And that you want to use. And everyone will end up using a little different set, and that's okay. Again, highly recommend you write them down, things you like to use, and keep track of those.